You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. If you like tennis betting, William Hill offers the best in-play action you'll find. You can bet on the outrights, sets, games and point by point. To guide you, there are stats, a court map, live action on William Hill TV and dedicated experts looking for the best bets on the ATP and WTA tournaments on in-play radio. Plus, there'll be extended radio coverage of the Grand Slams. To get involved, tweet the studio at Will Hill In Play or email inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Tennis Podcast. We're looking ahead to the first Grand Slam of the year on this edition. It's the Australian Open 2016. Sam Norris here in the studio and joining me to offer up his outright picks for the tournament on both the men's and the women's side of things is Alex Dunn. How are you, Alex?
Hello, Sam Norris. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. Looking forward to the first Grand Slam of the year, obviously, and a late one as well. Time difference, this is always the one where you're staying up very late if you fancy catching the games.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where you think, it starts at midnight, and you think, okay, I can probably deal with that. But then you forget that unless it's an absolute cakewalk, that's 2 o'clock and then maybe 3 o'clock, sometimes four, and sometimes even later. So it's very much a waking up to money rather than watching it through a lot of the time. And that does sometimes make it a bit difficult to bet on because you don't know what's happened the night before. You've seen the result, but you don't know how it happened. So, it's not the easiest, but I'm going to have a poke on the outrights anyway on this podcast.
A couple of darts. We'll start with the men's side of the draw, then run you through the betting here. The winner of the event last year, Novak Djokovic, is, as you might expect, the warm favourite for this one. 4-6 about Djokovic, 5-1 Andy Murray. Stan Wawrinka is 10-1. Next in, Roger Federer at 12-1. Rafa Nadal is 14s. It's 40-1 about Nishikori, Milos Raonic and Nick Kyrgios, and 66-1 about those. Now, there's been a little bit of a change in the betting, Alex, since the draw was released. No real move in the top two in the market, but significantly, Roger Federer has drifted out a few points and Stan Wawrinka has contracted. So it's the two Swiss players that have been moving in the market since we had this draw announced.
Yeah, Federer in particular has got a pretty nasty draw. We've got sort of the projected route to the final, if you like. And it's not very easy for Federer, put it that way. So I think we can rule him out, which is dangerous because he's a good player. Mm. But I think we can rule him out. I think one thing that will be key as well is the conditions. Last year and the year before, so warm. And there's some players that just aren't used to it and find it really difficult to function in the weather. I'm not saying that the elite men will struggle with that, but I remember watching a game a few years ago with Shuai Peng, the Chinese women's player, and she was being sick on the side of the court. She was very ill, and it's quite hard. Well, as I had backed her, you're thinking immediately you're at a disadvantage here. So it's who will cope with conditions as well as who's on their A game. Of course, it's early season as well. So plenty of possibilities. Federer, not for me. Wawrinka has a chance, definitely. I certainly prefer him to Federer. The price now is reflected on that, but I don't think either of them will go on to win it.
Okay. Rafa Nadal as well, 14-20. He's been very much out of form. And I guess away from the clay, Alex, you wouldn't really be too keen backing him.
No, he's a player who on past glories should be shorter, on current form should be bigger, really. 14-1 people will be tempted by, but again, not for me. His route, he's got Verdasco, Becker, Shardy, Anderson, Wawrinka, Murray, Djokovic. I wouldn't be surprised if he loses to one of the lesser players, perhaps, let alone Wawrinka, Murray and Djokovic, potentially. No, not for me in the slightest. I make it between two here. With one at a bigger price that I'll throw at. Now, Djokovic and Murray are the two.
Yeah.
That's blatantly obvious. Murray at 5-1 is tempting, but given that his wife is heavily pregnant and he said that were she to go into labour or anything like that, there's every chance that he'd go home.
Right.
I wouldn't want that at 5-1.
I
think you're relying...
You don't need that, do you?
You're relying very much there on Kim holding out for another fortnight. And it could be that I do like Murray's path. Zverev, Groth, Sousa, Tomic, no problems there. Ferrer in the quarters, I think he'll win that. Again, that is projected. This isn't not guaranteed by any means. But then Nadal in the semis. I think he is a banker to get through to the final, if he's still there.
Half the odds place 1 and 2 as well. So you're getting a 5-2 shot for him to get to the final.
Yeah, and I think he will get to the final. if he stays.
Yeah.
Djokovic at 4-6 is probably a deserved 4-6 shot because his route is kind. He's playing no one of any note until Nishikori in the quarters. I think he'll beat him. He may lose one set there. But I honestly think that Djokovic will get to the final with consummate ease. He has to be the selection given the chance of Murray not being there. If I knew that he'd be there all the way through, 5-1 for me is a great bet. But Djokovic for me. The other one I'll throw out at a big price is Nick Kyrgios at 40-1. You look at the others that are priced up around there. Nishikori's 40, so is Raonic. Dimitrov is 66s, and then Berdych, Tomic, Ferrer, 80s or 100s, along with Songa and Cilic. Of those, I know Cilic has got there before, not obviously in Australia, and the same with Nishikori. Kyrgios is the only one who, if he can get a bit of consistency about his game, has the ability to get there. Obviously, it's his home tournament. Hopefully, he'll get the crowd behind him. I think 40-1 could be big. He's not got the worst draw ever. I think he'll be meeting Federer, perhaps, in the quarter. He's got to get past Cilic, I think, before then, or maybe Berdych. So, it's not easy. But Kyrgios at 40-1 would be my... To be fair, I'd probably make him my selection at the price.
Yeah,
okay. Because I don't think you can lump on something at 4-6 where there is so much going on. If Djokovic gets to the final against anyone of any repute, he's not going to be that short that he's unbackable on the day. I'll take Kyrgios at 40-1.
Okay, yeah, as you said, their home tournament, and certainly no questions about his talent. It's often his temperament that gets in the way, isn't it? That's the men's side of things then. Nick Kyrgios available at 40-1, the each way vote for Alex in the men's side of the draw. Over to the women's now then. And again, a favourite here who a lot of people will have expected, but maybe not at this price. Serena Williams, 11-4 market leader for the women's side of the Australian Open. Azarenka is 4-1. Simona Halep, 7-1. Sharapova, 10-1. Garbiñe Muguruza is 12s. Petra Kvitova, 14-1. Radvanska, 20s. Belinda Bencic, 20s. Angelique Kerber is 28s. And it's 33-1. Bar those. I'm amazed to see Serena Williams chalked up at this price, Alex, given that she's the only real model of consistency that we have in the women's game at the moment.
Yeah, she's had a few injury problems. I think that's probably reflective of the price that she is, but there are going to be people that are so tempted by that because she is so dominant. That said, I am tempted to look elsewhere. I could totally understand people saying that is an incredible price and I couldn't put you off her, let's put it that way. But as always with the women's game, I think there is a bit of value to be found at bigger prices. You often see one sort of coming out of the pack and causing a bit of a shock, and unlike the men's, you do see shocks. That it's a shorter format, obviously. If you get a good start, that's half the battle. So I'll swerve Serena just, and I'll definitely swerve Azarenka, Halep, just at their prices. If they're anywhere priced near Serena, you've got to take Serena. So we're looking for a bit more value. Sharapova at 10s would have to be respected. I'd probably put her up as a solid one at 10s. But at bigger prices, I think Wozniacki maybe at 50s. She showed signs last year of returning to bits of her best form without ever really going through with it. But again, 50-1 is a big price. You've got Sam Stosur, if you want another local bet, 100-1, big price. There are plenty that I wouldn't want to be against if they were in a matchup. Let's say Halep is 7-1 against, let's say, Jankovic, 125s. I wouldn't be all in on Halep.
Okay.
It's that kind of draw. It's very, very open. I'll put forward Sharapova and Wozniacki, 10s and 50s. It's a tricky one. It is very, very difficult. I could see why Serena is going to be popular, of course. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bit of a shock this year.
Okay.
And I'll say Wozniacki is the most likely shock to win it. So Wozniacki on one side, Kyrgios on the other, would be one hell of a double.
It would.
I'm not suggesting that we do that. But you've got the each-way markets, you've got quarter betting, you've got to make the final, you've got plenty of markets available. So there's got to be something for somebody.
Just the 2,100-1 double.
If that lands, someone needs to buy me a pint.
Indeed.
But no, in all seriousness, I just think they're lively outsiders. In terms of favourites, Djokovic is fantastic, but very short. Serena, attractively priced, but with less solid claims.
Okay, fair enough. Good summary there. There we are. Alex Dunn's thoughts then, pre-tournament for the 2016 Australian Open. And do remember to head to the William Hill console on the tennis page. We've got loads and loads of ways into all of the games. There'll be enhanced odds throughout the month of January. We've already got first round bet bundles on there and all the top four seeds to make the semi-finals. Loads of ways to get involved in the Australian Open. Thank you very much for joining me on this podcast, Alex, and I hope you enjoy the tournament this year.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.